here.
This week's parsha is Parshas Kedoshim. Here we go. Right, Dabro Hashem Moshe Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabro Bnei El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Vamarta Aleim. Speak to all the congregation of Bnei Yisrael and say to them, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. Thou shalt be holy because I am holy, says Hashem your God. Now listen to this line over here. I like this line a lot. Ki Kadosh Ani Elokechem. Because I am Kadosh, because I am holy, that's why you got to be holy. Says the Chassam Sofer like this. We only need to strive to be holy because Hashem is holy. That's the only way we're going to be successful, if we copy Hashem. Pshat is the following. I might think to myself, well, I could be holy. You know how I could be holy? I'll decide what I have to do in order to become holy. I could be a Tibetan monk. A guy in Tibet who sits up on a mountain, sits around with his own little things, you know, sits and does all these things and separates from everyone else. He doesn't go near anybody. He doesn't get married. He doesn't go around people. He's not around here. He's not around anyone. He's just...
No one's sitting there.
Don't worry about it. I could think that maybe that's the person. A some person would think that the way to become holy is to do exactly that. To become one of those guys that's just, you know, does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, do their own little thing. Those guys also who pour salt on their wounds to make them feel the pain. Those guys who whip themselves. Those guys who like punch themselves and like take regular thorns and scratch themselves with it. They do it because they say, I don't care about my body. I don't care about my body. I don't care about my physicality. All I care about is God. That's all they care about. That type of a Porish, nice guy, great guy, he's a Russia gummer. Why is he a Russia? Because he's not following the directions that God gave you. It's Dabro Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Aleihem, Kedoshim Tiyu, you gotta be holy. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, because I'm holy. That's the way you gotta be holy. You gotta be like me. The only way to become holy is the way that God becomes holy. And God gave you a manual. You know what the instruction manual is to become holy? You know what that instruction manual is? It's the Torah. Very, very good. It's the actual Torah. Doing the 613 mitzvahs and doing what God commands of you is becoming holy. If you do anything more than that, that is not holiness. That's becoming a Tibetan monk. And just like any other Christian out there, there's no point to your holiness. There's no point to your holiness. You're not doing the holiness that God set out for you. So to that extent, let's try to explain, what does it mean to have a chumrah? How do we add on chumras? In other words, I have certain chumras. I hold that chalav yisrael is mutter for a person to drink. You're allowed to drink. Oh, sorry, chalav yisrael. Yeah, I actually hold that. But I hold that chalav stam, meaning just regular milk that a Jew wasn't involved in at all, is still mutter to drink. I get it from Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I've understood the tshuva. I went through the tshuva. I understand it, that I can drink regular milk. I don't have to have chalav yisrael, the special milk that was given just with Jews and whatever they have to be around the whole time. Chalav stam is perfectly fine. However, I have a chumrah. My stringency is the following. I don't drink plain milk that isn't chalav yisrael. Meaning candy bars, donuts, ice cream, stuff like that, where the milk is mixed in or it's powdered milk or things like that. That I'll go ahead and I'll eat. But I have a chumrah. My chumrah is, as of right now, that I won't drink straight up milk. When I'm at my mom, my parents don't keep chalav yisrael. When I'm at my parents' house, I don't eat cereal and milk. I won't have cereal and milk. Why? Because the milk's not chalav yisrael. It's a chumrah. There's no real reason behind it. It's just something that I took upon myself. I'm eventually going to try to start drinking chalav yisrael entirely. But Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Chips Ahoy are way too good, and I can't stop myself right now. So to a Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, and Entenmann's. We're not going to get into that right now. But I have to be able to have it for now. But eventually, I hope that I can get there. But how do we understand chumras? What are we supposed to do with this? So here we go. The Ramban takes it a different way from this Chassam Sofer. He says the following. He says, the pshat is... Oh, by the way, I should quote this as well. Josephus brings down, and it's really Gemara Bava Basra Samach Mebeis, that there were guys when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that they went to the forests, they refused to eat meat, they refused to drink wine, they refused to get married. They separated from their wives and said, we no longer will be together with any woman. They did everything. They separated themselves. They wore only sackcloth. I don't know if you've ever had sackcloth before. It's like the wool, you know, that's all scratchy. They have that on the inside. So they're feeling all the scratches on their body the whole time, and they sat in the forest like that. So they sent out a Navi to them. And the Navi went out to them and told them, this isn't the way to go. This isn't what God wants from us. God doesn't want us to punish ourselves and to be Porish from the rest of human beings, the rest of the world, just because we feel that we shouldn't have any happiness anymore. That's not what God wants. What God wants from us is to work on ourselves within His mitzvos and concentrate on His mitzvos. Going further than His mitzvos is not the way to go. That's the way that they were told over there. Now let's understand, the Ramban tries to go a different derech over here. He says, Kedoshim to you, what it means is a special mitzvah. Now you might say to yourself, listen, the Torah just told me I can't get together in Achremos toward the end. I can't marry my sister. I can't marry my daughter. I can't marry my daughter-in-law. I can't get together with my mother or my grandmother or my stepmother or anybody like that. It gives you all these different things that I'm not allowed to do. And then before that, remember it said what you're not allowed to eat. This I can eat, this I can't eat. This I'm not allowed to eat, this I can't eat, etc., etc. It went through all those different things. You might think to yourself, but it's mutter for me to be with my wife, right? But it's mutter for me to eat meat. So I can stuff myself with meat. I can eat as much meat as I want, stuff myself, start, you know, sit there until I'm like, I got that bloated stomach. I sit there like, oh, that was a great meal. I think to myself, I could be with my wife as much as I want. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. I decide when I'm allowed to do anything. To that, the Ramban says, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. There's a certain concept of making yourself holy, even in things that God said you're allowed to do. You're right, there are 613 mitzvos, and those are the mitzvos we got to keep. But there's still a concept from this pasuk of Kedoshim to you. Put yourself a little bit, take yourself to the extra mile. Can you picture God stuffing himself to the point where he's throwing up the meat that he just ate? Can you picture him doing that? Can you picture him using all of his taivas, doing every desire that he ever wanted to do and going ahead and going through with them all? Can you picture God doing that? Go ahead and become holy by doing the mitzvos. True, yes, you have to do the mitzvos, but go a step further. And don't just do whatever you want and say, well, does God say it's usher? Where does the Torah say it's usher? Where does the Torah say that I can't do that? Reb Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva about marijuana, about pot, about smoking it, everything around it, drugs really. He's talking about drugs. And he says, the one big reason why you shouldn't do it, aside from the keep it up the aim issues and the dina b'alchus and dina issues and all those, is kedoshim to you. Because you got to make yourself holy. What does that mean? It means, can you picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing something like this? Can you picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting himself into a drunken stupor? You can't picture it. So therefore, don't do it. Don't do it. It's a concept of going a little bit beyond the law, beyond what's written in the Chumash, beyond there, to be a good guy, to be a good person. You want to be holy. Yes, here's the mitzvahs that'll lead you to be holy, but you want to be holier. You want to be like God. Act like God. Do what God would do in this type of a situation, and it definitely wouldn't be to stuff himself. It definitely wouldn't be to give in to every single one of his whims and desires and to do everyone, even though the Torah doesn't say I can't do that. Even though the Torah doesn't say that's usher for me. That's the idea behind it. It's a tremendous idea. It's a tremendous idea. And you should know that's pshat b'yan kadosh. Look at the word. Kuf dalet vav shin. Take out that vav and what word do you have? Kadesh. What does kadesh mean? Anybody know? Kadesh means a male prostitute. Isn't it strange? I'm not an entomologist, but isn't it strange that the word for male prostitute is one letter off holiness and